All righty, welcome back in inside the Convention Center in New Orleans. Day number four of Radio Row. Zach Gelb here with you. We welcome in a Super Bowl champion. It'd be funny if I introduced him just as his brother and pretend to do the whole interview. And then people would be like, oh, this guy doesn't know who he was, this dumb radio host.
I would walk off.
Yeah. It's already happened to us this week with Warren Sapp. Wonderful stuff. But now joining us, of course, Jason McCourty.
I appreciate it. I'm doing well. I appreciate you having me.
How many times when you do this is like someone cheesily just introduce you, they go, oh, he's the better McCourty?
All the time. Or ask me which one is better looking and all of that. So you kind of just roll with it, and we can't stand each other, so it makes it easier to riff on one another.
You've become a media star. Everyone wants a piece of you. You're on Good Morning Football for all those years. Now you're doing the games with our colleague Tiki Barber, Pete. NFL on CBS. And then ESPN, what's it like working with Stephen A?
Oh, it's cool, man. Stephen A, you know the one thing, man. He knows how to entertain, and you learn a lot from him throughout the show, but in the breaks as well. So I've had a blast this year. Obviously, you just said leaving Good Morning Football. I didn't know what was going to be what once the show moved to L.A. So for me to be able to call games with Catalon and Tiki and the whole crew at CBS, and then to be able to still do some studio stuff with ESPN, Orlovsky, Harry Douglas, Shefty, Andrew Hawkins, Greeny, all of those guys have been awesome.
I love Orlovsky. So when Orlovsky was first getting into the media business, he would come on in my show in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Which it was like a 500-watt radio station. And then I got him on all these other shows around the country. I'm still waiting for my 10% kick from him. But
I'm going to let him know that.
I'm really disappointed in Dan. His food takes suck. What he did with the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup
disgusting. I've seen him do that with Mentos as well, where he just does the same thing and just spits it out. Like that, he wasn't doing that.
He was like a bird.
For the camera, like he really eats things. Like it's very weird.
And for people that don't know, he had the Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, and I guess he doesn't like the milk chocolate, so he would bite around the milk chocolate to just get to the peanut butter and then just eat the peanut butter. And when you saw how little peanut butter was there, it's like, dude, just...
It's nasty.
Go get a jar of peanut butter, yeah. Put it on a stick, and then eat the peanut butter.
He's a UConn guy, so he's a little weird.
Jason McCourty here with us. So when you work with Stephen A, mm-hmm. and you know that you're going to challenge him on something or disagree, does like anxiety kind of creep in, just wondering? Do you get nervous to do that?
No, not at all. I think that's more for me, like growing up, that's what barbershop sports talk was like, where guys had different opinions and you'd go back and forth of trying to prove while you're right. But at the end of the day, it's all fun and it's love. So that's why I think First Take is such a good show, because you have personalities, whether it is Stephen A, whether it's Dan O when we're on, whoever's on there, like you're taking your point of view, but you're trying to do it in a fun and an entertaining way. And that's what sports are. We all have our own takes and all of that, but we're able to do it in that type of atmosphere and have a blast doing it.
Have you worked with Mad Dog Russo before?
I haven't. I've met Mad Dog, but I haven't. He's on Wednesday, so I haven't had a chance.
You know what's going to happen? He will be the guy that comes up to you. Devin, good to see you. Three Super Bowls. Belichick, you know, unbelievable. Oh, that's Jason? No.
And I'll have the whole conversation, and I won't correct him. I would just be Devin. As long as I went and did a terrible job, everybody would believe that it really was Dev.
And for people that can't see, Devin McCourty is to the right of us. Your Super Bowl, obviously, with the Patriots, the play that you made in the end zone where you broke it up, just when the Super Bowl, right, comes around on Sunday, that has to be on your mind. Just take us through that play.
Yeah, I think the lead up to that play, that was my 10th year in the NFL, never made it to the playoffs. So to get that opportunity to play on that stage after going to four Super Bowls, watching my brother play in that team, for me to be out there and to have such a big play in that game, I think the X's and O's of it all, they gave us a similar play earlier in that game, and we talked about it on the bench, and when they came back to it, to go out there and make that play. And in the moment, you don't think how big of a play it is. And then obviously when the score ends up 13-3, you realize it. So I think for me, just my entire journey to get to that point and be a part of a Super Bowl and to make a game-changing play like that, was just a phenomenal feeling.
That's right. I remember the first time I talked to you was 2012.
Yeah.
In Indianapolis.
Yep.
Was it JW Marriott
yep.
or something?
Yeah.
Where we had you on Radio Row, and you go from being a fan watching your brother
down
to
there with the family, yeah.
Eventually getting one of yours. What was the party like after the game?
The party's
Robert
always,
Kraft knows how to get down.
Always awesome, man. So the first time when my brother won the Super Bowl in Arizona, I stayed for the game. I went to the after party with him and all of that. And to do that, to be down on the field when they were passing the trophy, and I never touched it, but as an NFL player, to witness it that close, it just gives you more of that burning desire. So being at his after party, knowing that I wasn't a part of the victory, to fast forward to actually now being a part of it, we had a blast. That entire, for me, we were talking about this yesterday. We ran into Darius Slay, and we talked about playing in the Super Bowl, and Dev talked about when you win the conference championship game, everybody's so excited, and he remembers telling teammates, like, this isn't what it's for. And I said to Slay, I said, man, the hell with what he's talking about. When I won the AFC championship game, those next 2 weeks,
you
like,
weren't in the penthouse for years.
I enjoyed it because even that accomplishment to get there meant so much to me, because I didn't have the same experiences that he did. And a lot of guys go through that, where it took a long time. Ran into DeAndre Hopkins' mom the other night and talked to her about him now in his 12th year of getting an opportunity to play in a Super Bowl with all he's accomplished and a Hall of Fame level career that he's had. It's just such a cool experience. And when you are able to reach the mountaintop of your profession, no matter what it is, it takes a lot of hard work to get there.
Jason McCourty here with us. I actually think this is interesting, and I saw him the other night, but I didn't bring it up because we were all playing blackjack, and like, I don't want to ask these kind of questions.
I'm hoping you won, but yeah.
I just be lost 100 bucks. Thanks, Patrick Peterson, and also Brian McFadden. But I'm sitting there, and I'm Jason Kelce was in the room, and Kylie Kelce was there too. It was like six of us playing blackjack, and Jason Kelce's an Eagle, right? He's like Mr. Philadelphia.
Yep.
His brother plays for the Chiefs. His, you know, maybe soon-to-be sister-in-law is obviously a big factor of the game as well. And I go, I know Kylie grew up as an Eagles fan, and Jason is Mr. Eagle. I feel as if they're rooting for the Eagles on Sunday as Travis plays in the big game. You know, that's got to be just a weird – and you understand it because the twin dynamic and the brother dynamic – that's just got to be bizarre.
Yeah. For me, I was hoping my brother lost in the Super Bowls he was in, just because I got tired of watching him go to Super Bowls to that extent. But no, it has to be extremely hard. I have no problem rooting against my brother. I'm sure Jason's the same way. But it's that weird feeling.
Hold on. I'm calling cap on this. You say that because you guys have this thing like, oh, we're always making jokes. Down deep, you're really rooting against your brother.
I won't say rooting against them, and I think they could probably appreciate this as well. They played in the Super Bowl 2 years ago, and you obviously want to win the game, but I guarantee you, for Jason Kelce, you're playing in that game, and you're hoping the score is 42-43 because you're hoping Travis has the game of his life, but you just end up on top. And I would say the same thing for me and Dev.
So are the relationships – I'm not saying your relationship with your brother isn't as strong as your teammates, but – because of that family atmosphere, it's almost as if you got multiple family members.
Oh, for sure. And the relationship with your sibling is so different, because you think about it, for those two guys, it's not only being in the NFL that you become your teammates on, but they had this dream from little kids, and you've watched each other's journey to get to where you are. So you've actually witnessed the hard work that somebody has put in, or the sacrifices that somebody has put in to get to that point. I remember the moment where the Chiefs win the Super Bowl and Travis goes up to Jason. He almost doesn't want to celebrate because he feels for his brother of just losing the Super Bowl. So it's such a cool thing to be a part of. Yes, there's heartbreak in it when one has to lose. But to think about being on the stage of a Super Bowl and playing against your brother, for me and Dev to be able to get to that point and be on the field together. I remember walking in pregame and you see all the celebrities. Conor McGregor was just walking down the sideline. But you just think back in that moment. I tried to take it all in. It's just like, damn, I'm here with my twin brother in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, your embrace also at the AFC Championship
game. Yeah.
I remember the mic'd up. I thought it was even more powerful than after the Super Bowl. And then also, when you look at Travis and Jason Kelce, that mic'd up version, him, Jason, and his mom.
Yeah.
And like, he was just so choked up. He's like, you were the star this week. Go celebrate with Trav.
Yeah.
You know, that was really something. All right, let's get to the cornerbacks in this game, Jason McCourty. I look at the Eagles. Quinyon Mitchell's a stud. You got the exciting whites. I always love this. With Reed Blankenship and also Cooper DeJean. You know, I lived in Philly for 7 years, so we call him Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
And then you got Darius Big Play Slay. This secondary for the Eagles with the pieces up front with Jalen Carter. You got Zach Bond as a linebacker. And Nolan Smith. This is one damn good defense.
For sure. And a ton of credit to Vic Fangio. You know, I got a chance to call one of their games this year, two of them, and got a chance to talk to Zach Bond, and he talked about when they first installed this defense, like, it was hard for everybody to figure out. And he said Vic Fangio demands perfection from all of the guys. And Bond said there was moments where I went to Vic and I'm like, you sure? Like, I should be an off-the-ball linebacker because this thing doesn't seem like it's working out. And they came out after the bye week. You mentioned Cooper DeJean. He goes in there at nickel instead of Avante Maddox. And Maddox is still progressing, done his job as well. But these guys just have turned it up to a different level. And I look at, when you look at a dominant defense, when you have somebody on every single level that's playing at an all-pro level, it makes it very hard to score and do things on them. Jalen Carter is unstoppable up front for them. And then you mentioned Nolan Smith. And with those two guys when on the same side of the defense, what they're able to do, their communication, their running games, the season that Zach Bond has had. And then you mentioned the guys in the secondary. And then bringing back a guy like C.J. Gardner-Johnson, attitude, what he brings to that defense. So you look at this matchup, it's so much fun because no matter who's on the defensive side of the ball, Mahomes figures it out. And it doesn't have to be a 300-yard pass game, but it's the moments that are crucial that he steps up and makes plays.
And that's the thing, because right, you played with Brady for a little bit, and you could go up against teams. Like, I remember that divisional round game, I'm pretty sure, against the Chargers.
Yep.
People go, Chargers, better team, 1 through 53. Yep. But as long as you have Brady, as for the rest of that locker room, even if the other team could be better on paper, when you got the GOAT, or, you know, in Mahomes' case, one of the GOATs,
yeah,
that's got to just give a different confidence to the rest of the locker
room. The belief is unreal when you have a guy that can get it done. And I know because I played 13 years, and I would say the majority of my years, probably 11 of the 13, the years I was with Brady would probably be the only ones where you're out there and you know, hey, all we got to do is get the ball back one more time. If we get the ball back one more time, we can sit on this bench and watch Brady go down and score. When you're on defense, you're on a team where you're out there in a two-minute drill on defense, you're like, dang, if we give up a score, it's a wrap. Like, we have no shot at winning the game. It's tough to fight through that. When you give up a touchdown in the first quarter, and next thing you know, the other team has 13 points, and you're like, it's going to be tough to win this game. It's hard mentally to keep pushing past that. So definitely when you have a guy, it changes everything.
My memory could be a little hazy on this one. You played Mahomes twice, right? AFC Championship game, and then you guys played in the regular season that year?
Yeah, in 2018.
When the first two times, the only two times you saw him, what were, like, the immediate impressions? Did you know that this dude was just ridiculous?
Well, by the time we played them in 18, they had already, like, we were deep enough in the season. That game ended up, we won that game 43-40. But you turned the film on at that point, and they were already, remember, that was when they were playing the Atlanta Falcons. He throws the ball 60 yards in the air to Tyreek Hill. So you saw from the very beginning when he was out there of what it was going to be. And then that offense with Andy Reid. So first impressions was like, damn, I better make sure the safety's behind me, that I have some help when they're on offense so I'm not out here getting exposed. So, I mean, he's just – you don't typically see that. Like, somebody as great as Mahomes, like, not have rough patches. Like, as soon as he stepped on the scene, he's been that guy.
It's funny you say that the way that you did. I remember texting your brother after the AFC Championship game. I go, no one saw you on the screen, but you played a heck of a game because it was just, let Cheetah beat you.
There's a mic'd up clip where he's saying to Tyreek Hill, like, nobody at home knows that we're double teaming you every play. They just think we're shutting you down. So it's a frustrating day for you, but for us, it's a glorious one.
Who wins this game? You go with the better team, or do you go with the guys that have just been here before and done it?
So every week of the playoffs, I've picked against the Kansas City Chiefs, and the fans have let me know that I'm an idiot for doing so. And once again, I'm going to pick against the Chiefs because this Philly, and it's not that I hate the Kansas City Chiefs. Or
hot take hack from ESPN now, McCourty.
People are like, well, McCourty, he's a Patriot, so he doesn't want them to beat their dynasty. I'm like, I wasn't a part of the Patriots dynasty. I won one Super Bowl, and I don't care which dynasty is better. I just watch the Eagles and everything that they've been able to do. Saquon Barkley, the season he's had, I think they're the team that I think wins this game.
He's Jason McCourty. Jason, always great to see you. Thank you.
Always, man. Appreciate it.